a lot of rocks in the field, you might want to make a wall or something that way instead of using wood to for an enclosure. Did you ever use those?
A rock wall?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't, but I've seen them. I never did make one, but right up here is a good example. This house from me made that, built that rock wall in Sims.
Really?
She mixed up the cement in a tub or a wheelbarrow. Anyway, they made that wall themselves, and it was just a little old hill came off, you know. Then they took a notion they wanted to put them something stationary up there, and then they filled in, dug a basement, and took the dirt out of their basement and put it filled in there. Now she has her has flowers and things up there. But now that took right good bit of skill to build that wall. She and her husband did it. She did the most of it herself. He helped a little.
What do you call the stuff you eat on that may be special that you don't use just every day? Nice stuff.
Well,
stuff. There's a country that in the Orient that has the same name.
You mean talk about dessert?
No, it's
I see.
It's something you eat on.
Oh, that you eat on.
Right. It's really nice, and it's usually very delicate.
I can't think.
Okay, if you have a nice tea set, you say it's made out of
silver.
But if it's ceramic, what would it be made out of?
You're not thinking about one of those Lazy Susans.
No,
I don't know.
If you have a
Oh, you're talking about the special table that you use?
No, the stuff you eat on, like cups and saucers and plates.
Oh, your chinaware?
Right, okay.
That's funny, I couldn't think.
No, I just didn't do a very good job of describing it.
Oh.
If you have a wooden vessel that you carry, say, water or milk in, what would you call that?
A pail.
Okay. Now, how about...
Of course, you have
tin?
Plastic pails, too, you know.
How about if it's tin? Would it be a...
It'd still be a pail.
Do you not use the word bucket? Or?
Oh, yes.
But would bucket be... Wooden, especially, or I mean, is there?
Well, there are wooden buckets, but.
But the term isn't really.
Usually, if you were saying the bucket, now I'll tell you what we milked in an awful lot was lard buckets.
Oh.
the lard came in gallon buckets, you know, back then, and now they're in 3-pound carton buckets usually, but I mean little tins. But we had buckets with bales, and they were very useful too, you know. And we used those a lot to carry our milk in, you know, milk and then carry it.
What's the what do you usually carry food for pigs in?
A slop bucket.
Okay. And a
great big one usually. Okay. Sometimes they were wooden, sometimes they were, okay. Sometimes they were granite.
Okay, what do you say fry eggs in?
But I usually find I use an iron skillet.
Okay. And let's see. Something that you heat water in.
Tea kettle.
All right, okay.
Sit right there on the hearth. Sit right there at tea kettle.
Oh.
That's an iron one.
That is neat. And what do you usually keep flowers in? What's that?
A vase.
Okay. And
well, that's a picture, really, but I said vase. There's a vase right behind you.
What do you call the three pieces of silverware that you use at a table?